The topic of this prayer treatment is the second synonymous term for God, which is Spirit, and the primary subtopic is self-exam for the purpose of recognizing we have unlimited ability, for that is one of the key words that Mary Baker Eddy uses to describe Spirit. A key factor to think about regarding God is that since God is omnipresent, He cannot give anything away, because He is one, only, and all regarding every single one of the terms that are used to describe Him. His qualities are available to reflect, and as a matter of fact, Spirit is defined as flawless, transparent, and reflective. So, because our only substance is Spirit and it's reflective, the more pure we reflect the qualities of Spirit, meaning that we are not thinking about its opposite, which is matter, then the more easy it is to think about God and not anything that is its opposite, which is anything less than perfect. And because God is defined as ability, then we have whatever ability is required to devote whatever effort we desire to devote to see God in His true likeness and see everyone else in the world as a reflection of God's likeness. On page 515 of the textbook, Mary Baker Eddy quotes Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." And then the next paragraph, she gives us some explanation. Elohistic plurality is the title. The eternal Elohim includes the forever universe. The name Elohim is in the plural, but this plurality of Spirit does not imply more than one God, nor does it imply three persons in one. It relates to the oneness, the triunity of life, truth, and love. Quote, "Let them have dominion." Man is the family name for all ideas, the sons and daughters of God. All that God imparts moves in accord with Him, reflecting goodness and power. We have the ability to reflect the goodness and power of God, because ability is one of the terms that describes Spirit. And the more pure that we keep our thought, speech, and action, the better is the opportunity to expand our reflection of goodness and power into greater and greater, more comprehensive ways. Since the laws of God are universal, which means that they are omnipresent, they are always active, and we don't have to go anywhere because they are really within our own thought if we will just dig down below any surface things that appear to be a personal thought and seek only the thoughts of God. When we receive thoughts that are spiritual, they're defined as angel thoughts, but they are not something that fly around that we need to try to catch. All we have to do is recognize what is already within our consciousness and the consciousness of everyone else. And thinking about we are all one family, having all the same God, all the same father and mother, then it is more difficult to criticize someone, because then we're really criticizing God and we're criticizing ourselves, because we are all of the same manifestation and we have the same source. So we don't have any basis to criticize anyone for anything. I don't know about you, but I have a very sizable closet in order to stick all the things in there that are mistakes that I've made. If we get to the point that we realize that we are perfect, not because we're egotistical, but because we are given perfection from God, then we can focus more on God. Because our reflection of perfection widens the path and makes it more firm to walk on in proportion as we're seeing ourselves in accordance with this definition of man on page 591, which of course lines with the Genesis quote that was read. And on 591, it says, man is the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full expression of mind. So that means it includes ability. And spirit, which is the topic of this prayer treatment, includes the qualities of flawless, transparent, and reflective. So the combination of those gives us an unbeatable formula. All we have to do is accept it and live it. We must remember that time gives us opportunity, but it disappears instantly. So we must take the opportunity, accept the challenge to put aside every mortal belief and to grab onto every spiritual fact about God. To close this prayer treatment, which is a focus on spirit and self-examining to make sure that we are seeking self-immolation, the prayer by Mary Baker Eddy, entitled Diapason of Heaven with a Focus on Spirit, will be recited based on the key points therein. 1. We must declare often that spirit is not an invisible personality inhabiting a material body. 2. Spirit has no other meaning than God and substance. 3. We must declare there is only one spirit, and that is God. 4. Spirit is my God. And 5. My God is spirit, individual, incorporeal, immaterial. 6. Spirit is enthroned in my consciousness. Amen. It is Monday, June 15 at 1342. Thank you for listening. The end.